It's Boomer Esiason and Craig Carton on The Fan, Sports Radio 66, WFAN New York.
Here we go!
Yo, 605, nice job, Eddie Skazarian. Welcome, Boomer Esiason and Craig Carton on The Fan. And, of course, worldwide on MSG. As we broadcast live from the Allstate Insurance Studios, you are now listening to the Boomer and Carton radio program all the way to 10 o'clock. Number to hang, as always, 877-337-6666, made possible by Mohegan Sun. We have a great show for you today. Some Knicks basketball, as the Knickerbockers do what exactly I told you they would do, and that's falter down the stretch and lose to the Orlando Magic. They get a chance to right the wrong tonight at the Garden, and Booms and I will be there for that game. So we do have some Knick talk for you today. Cameron Diaz tells you why she and A-Rod get along so well, and it involves a third party. We'll explain that to you. The New York Jets have to fight off the rumors that their star linebacker got hurt in a TNA wrestling match with Hulk Hogan. So we'll break that down for you as I talked personally with Bart Scott yesterday. And the Jets also make it clear what players they have no intention of giving up for next year, and you might be surprised by one of them. We got the New Jersey Nets looking to become the first team in NBA history to lose on not one, not two, but three continents in 1 year. That's right, Nets basketball. Come get some. And you got the latest on Jeter in the swing and the fact that Jabba Chamberlain will not be a Yankee for the entire year. So lots cooking. Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
I'm doing okay, Craigie. Watching these games last night, whether it be the Knicks or the Rangers, I'll tell you, the Garden right now is not got you know, it's not very happy. Especially after watching what the Knicks did last night, and how it's just amazing to me that your big three could score 85 points and then you still lose the game.
Well, the last night's game was a bit of an aberration in that there were 92 free throws taken in last night's game, which I've never seen in my life before.
Was it 92 or 97?
I think it was 92. But we'll double check it. It was over 90 for sure. When Billups hit last one, it was 92. Maybe it was more. Who knows? Listen, the Knicks blew an 11-point lead in the second half. On the road against, we admit, a very good team. And your boy Jameer Nelson, he threw it up. It went in last night.
Yeah, I know.
Which is not going to happen every night. But, the big three take 50 shots. They score 80 points. And you lose a game that you'd have doubled that you lead in. Bad loss.
It's kind of interesting that they actually have played now Milwaukee, Cleveland, and Orlando. And all three of those teams, offensively, were like on fire.
Well, the difference, though, is that Howard's a legitimate stud.
Yeah, he had 30 points. He had
when J.J. Hickson of the Cleveland Cavaliers is dropping 20 and Antoine Jameson puts a 28 spot on you, you're not playing defense. Howard going off against you is going to happen.
Yeah, but Howard, I don't mind that. Listen, Howard's going to score his 30 points. I'm not worried about that. Chauncey Billups had 30 points last night, and so did Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah, but Chauncey Billups had like 18 points from the free throw
line. So what?
I'm just saying.
His job is to go to the rack, baby. I know it is.
Very weird game. Listen, the Knicks can turn around tonight. Their second home game with Carmelo. The Garden's going to be pumped tonight. And they'll win tonight.
I will say
and
this.
That'll be that.
I know you say they're going to win. Number one, we don't know if Chauncey Billups will play tonight. And number two, that's a long trip coming back and having to go play a basketball game tonight.
Now, Knicks, I haven't checked the spread yet, and the spread tells me everything I need to know. But I'd be shocked if I don't pick the Knicks to win tonight, Booms.
All right, good.
They're undefeated at home with Carmelo.
Yeah, I know they are.
Chauncey here. But, hey, listen, the fact is the Knicks, it's old school, baby. It's 1994 over again because here's a regular season road game, and it's the back page of every paper in town, right? And the Knicks have taken over right now. Now, baseball will rear its big-time head in a couple weeks now, but right now it's a Knick town, and that can't be disputed. That's the reality, Booms.
Well, the other thing is that you have
the New York
Rangers who are very frustrating right now.
No. The New York
so
Rangers.
So frustrating.
Right, because it's hockey and they're not going to make the playoffs, which I've been telling you for a long time now.
Stop with that. I don't know why you jump to conclusions and say they're not going to win their, go to the playoffs.
Because the way they're going right now, Boomer.
Well, that's the way hockey
goes. They're not
going
to be in the playoffs the way they're playing right now.
If they play the way that they did last year at the end of the year, they'll be going. So don't worry about it. I'm not jumping, off the bridge just yet.
The other big thing we're going to talk to you about today, and we're going to have a very delicate conversation about it throughout the morning, and that is the fact that you are now 48 hours away from the NFL season being kiboshed, at least temporarily,
right,
with this collective bargaining agreement. Now, I don't know anyone inside that room. You do. I'm not sure if anyone's talked to you. They probably haven't, because there is a bit of a agreement that they won't start spilling their guts. And I think most of them are probably honoring that. As far, you know, that has been a single leak that I've been aware of. I assume you're the same on that. And we're going to try to break it down to you and let the average blue-collar fan have a voice today, because we are in New York. I know that all the guys in the NFL listen to this show on a daily basis. And I think it's good for them, not just the owners, but the players too. Because as I said yesterday, and you and I talked about it yesterday, they're all culpable here.
Well,
but I don't think, and this is the thing that scares me the most about this pending doom of the upcoming NFL season. And you take all the rhetoric out of it. Let's just dumb it down and break it down to its most banal level. Yes?
All right.
All right. Here's the deal. I think both sides, the owners for sure and the players this time around, lose complete
sympathy?
I'm trying to think of the word I'm looking
for. Understanding?
Yeah, you want to go that way. Of the people that have made them rich. Us,
true,
the fans.
I know.
And I think, you know, it was different back when you guys went out, because the money was a lot different. Not that you guys didn't make more than the average person. You did.
Well,
but it wasn't this kind of money.
Let me put it in perspective, okay? In 1987, I had just signed a brand new contract. The Bengals gave me this contract. I was their player rep. And I think due in large part to try to get me to minimize the aggression that I had going into that particular work stoppage. And I was the highest paid player in the league in 1987 when I signed that contract in August of 87. And it was for $1.2 million a year.
Right.
Now, fast forward some 24 years later, the players at the top of the food chain, meaning the Tom Brady's and the Peyton Manning's of the world, are making about $23 million a year.
Right.
So they're being paid over $1 million a game.
Right.
So Tom Brady and Peyton Manning will have made more money in 1 year than I had made my entire career.
Oh, they'll
career.
Make triple what
no,
you
no,
made in your
one,
whole
in
career,
one,
though.
No, but in 1 year.
Oh, one game.
One
Got
year.
It.
One year.
Right.
1 year, they'll make more money than I made my entire career.
Sure.
And I know that it's hard for people to understand how the players in this situation have anything to argue about. And know this, folks. The players are more than happy with the way the system is
the
going right
now. The current system, right.
They'll stay the system the way it is.
And that system, real quick, is the owners take the first billion off the top for themselves, and then the remaining $8 billion of revenue, and it's $8 billion that would be left, 60% goes to the players, 40% goes to the owners, but the owners have taken the first billion for themselves.
I think it's like 58-42 or something like that.
Rounding.
But and to me, you know, it's great to see John Mara there, because it was his father who allowed the league to become what it is today, because he shared all the revenues with his other owners at the time. There are owners in a league, the Buffalo Bills, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Carolina Panthers, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Kansas City Chiefs, all the small market owners that are screaming and yelling that the teams like the Dallas Cowboys, the New England Patriots, the Jets, the Giants, the Washington Redskins are making way too much money, and those other teams can't afford to stay in the same financial ballpark as they are. There is an argument amongst the 32 owners that never gets talked about how the Dallas Cowboys can make $150 million a year and the Cincinnati Bengals only make $30 million a year. So, you know, the argument is there, and the lower-end owners, you know, they want more money. I get all of that, and the only way that they can get more money, there's only two ways. Okay, or three ways if you really want to expand the thought process here. Three ways would be get more money from TV and radio and
which it would be unreal that they could actually get more than they get.
Well,
but that, okay,
that's why they want to have another game or two added to the
schedule.
To
bring a TNT into the mix, something
to get
like
more
that,
money
right?
That way.
Right.
That's one way. Okay, but they'll still have to share it 32 ways with the other teams.
For sure.
The second way would be to share some of the money from the top end owners to the bottom end owners, much like the Yankees do
right.
in Major League Baseball. They don't want to do that.
Never
because
happened,
the Dan Snyders of the world and the Jerry Jones of the world are never going to let that happen. Or three, make the players take less money out of the designated gross revenue, less percentages. And that's where they are right now. Those lower-end owners, those, if you want to call them militant owners, are the ones that are driving this right now.
All right, well, listen, we'll get into it with you. At 7 o'clock this morning, it'll be an opportunity for you, the average fan, to let the NFL owners and the players know, and I know for a fact they're listening, at 7 o'clock this morning, what it's like being an average blue-collar fan, how much money you make a year, how much of that money you then earmark to go watch your favorite team and buy a jersey for your kid at Christmas. And you're going to let them know at 7 o'clock this morning how much this means to you. Because they've lost complete sight from PSLs to $10 hot chocolates to $40 to park to obscene ticket prices and everything else. They have forgotten about you. And at 7 o'clock this morning, you'll have your say.
And just know this one thing. You know, the Cincinnati Bengals, I always go back to them because I always think he's the sneakiest of all the owners. He's the guy that tries to do things behind the players' backs, and the players aren't even aware of what's going on until you finally figure it out, you know, what he has done for workman's comp in the state of Ohio and how he has, kept it at a minimum for the professional athletes in the state of Ohio, all different kinds of things. Know this, the Cincinnati Bengals cost $6 million in 1969. That's what their franchise fee was to get into the NFL. They are now worth about $900 million to $1 billion.
Pretty good investment.
And they have probably the sweetest of all stadium deals in which the city of Cincinnati, the county of Hamilton, basically foot the entire bill for that stadium. And now they go back to the city of Cincinnati, the county of Hamilton, and say, hey, listen, we need $48 million worth of refurbishments to that stadium. We ain't paying it. You're paying it.
We will get into it at 7 o'clock. We start you off, though, with the Knicks last night and a bad road loss to the Orlando Magic. And, of course, they're 500 now with the new assortment of players. Now, am I worried about it? No, I'm not. Why? Because I sat here on this show yesterday, and I told you that the spread was telling me that the Knicks were not going to win the game. Even up 11 in the third quarter, I sat back. I had a glass of, I'm not going to lie to you, Boomer, I had several of these glasses last night because I was out with my sister getting it on, right?
Getting it on with your sister.
Well, you know, we went to Bootycon, and we had a couple nice cocktails and some appetizers.
You're getting it on with your sister.
Well, getting it on in a manner of watching the Knicks game.
Oh, okay.
We were getting her done. Is what we were doing.
Now, listen, your sister's very good looking.
I had La Reserva Familia, a little tequila that I've now fallen in love with. And I go, baby doll, listen, they're up 11. She goes, I heard you on the radio. You said they couldn't win. I go, I'm going to sit back and relax. I'm going to sip my little La Reserva Familia, and you're going to watch an implosion like you couldn't expect. And what happened? They imploded. And then it came down to this. And this is, again, why.
You call your sister baby doll.
Baby doll, that's right. This is why you never wager on an NBA game.
That's a little weird.
The spread was 7 last night. The Orlando Magic are up 8. Clock is ticking down. The game is over, right?
Right.
Amari Stoudemire gets the ball on the baseline. And tick tock, tick tock. Amari Stoudemire makes an uncontested two-handed dunk. Shazam! That brings it down to 116-110.
Right.
6. Orlando then brings the ball across half court. Obviously, no one's going to foul at that point, right?
Right.
They dribble out the clock, and if you took the 7, you win. If you laid the 7, you lose. Mm. A meaningless, uncontested, we call that in the gambling world, Boomer, backdoor cover. And that's why you never gamble on the NBA.
That would drive me crazy.
Crazy, my friend.
Listen,
crazy.
You and I had a little wager yesterday, so you won your hundy back.
I won my hundy back because I had them straight up, Orlando.
Yeah, I just figured that the Knicks would come in. You know, what does that loss tell you about the Miami Heat?
Nothing.
Really?
It's the NBA. It tells me nothing.
I know.
It's Boomer and Carton. Mornings from 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, we're hoping by the 50th-year anniversary of this show,
right,
when Boomer then announces that he's signed on for 5 more because he's promised me the 10,
right,
that by then, Eddie's a full part of the team.
You know, I was driving.
Right. We're hoping.
I was driving the other day, you know, and I'm going. Where am I? Who am I?
You
what
know,
am
Boomer,
I doing?
Where has it dawned on you that it'll be in only like 6 months that 4 years will have passed you by?
I mean, it's ridiculous.
What
man.
Was faster, your first 4 years in the NFL, your first 4 years here in the fan?
Right here.
That's right.
You know why? Because it's a full-time job and it goes year-round. The NFL, at least you had like 4 months off.
Little break. All right, Jerry Rello's here. Then we'll get back to your calls at 7 o'clock. If you're a die-hard NFL fan, it's time for you to voice your disgust at the players and the owners. right here on the air, and they're all listening. What do you got, Jerry?
Sponsored by the Feld Law Firm, New York's premier personal injury firm. Last night in Orlando, Dwight Howard, good early. Jameer Nelson, great late.
Nelson puts it up. Puts it in. Jameer Nelson can't miss in the second half.
Mike Breen and MSG, 11 straight points in the fourth quarter for Nelson, who scored 23 of his 26 in the second half. The Magic held off the Knicks, didn't cover, 116-110. Mike D'Antoni, after watching Nelson go off.
Jameer hit some big shots for him and got away from us.
Amari Stoudemire had 30 in the losses. The defensive effort poor in the third and fourth quarters.
In the second half, I think just we didn't quite get stops when we needed to.
Or ever, really. The Magic scored an ungodly 69 points in the second half. Carmelo Anthony says that's what happens when you finally lock down Howard and forget about everybody else.
Just open the court up for Jameer, for Anderson. They hit some big shots out there.
Making matters worse, Chauncey Billups, who had 30, left with a quad injury.
Yeah, just got a knee.
And that knee to the quad resulted in a
deep contusion.
I mean, it was
basically a two-man show last night for Orlando. And that happens sometimes. Those guys get paid to play, too?
Yes, they do get paid. No telling if Billups will play tonight against the Hornets, but if he doesn't, Stoudemire says no worries. Chauncey, good, but he's not the end-all, be-all.
He's top of the echelon, you know, and when he's out of the game, we still can run a successful offense. Just have to get our chemistry down as far as our plays.
As expected, the Knicks signed Jared Jeffries and claimed Derek Brown off waivers from Charlotte. Former net Troy Murphy signed with the Celtics. Miami expected to sign Mike Bibby. The NFL and the Players Association met in Washington Tuesday. CBA expires tomorrow night. The players getting a big win in court Tuesday, a judge ruling that the owners could be prevented from using nearly $5 billion of TV revenue during a lockout.
By the way, is it true? I did not see this myself. A buddy of mine said he was watching PTI yesterday.
Right.
And I guess they do a Q&A with the players at the Combine, Boomer. You would know that's having gone through it.
Right.
And they sometimes throw like quick, literally dumb questions at you just to see if you panic under the pressure of being asked quick questions.
Right.
And then one of the questions they ask these players are, what does a table and a chair, what do they have in common?
Legs.
Good job, Boomer.
Yeah.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
They really do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's
slow bringing like into the bright spotlight. All right, five quick questions, very simple, ready. A table and a chair, what do they have in common?
Legs. And the floor.
Oh, yeah, the floor.
Right.
So I mean, somewhere. Who gets that wrong?
You know, the thing about is what you know, these interview process is you only have like 15 to 20 minutes with each of these players, and you're trying to get as much as you can down. Now, the interesting thing is if you have the number one overall pick in the draft,
right.
I mean, you could spend hours upon hours upon hours meeting these guys on their campuses and going to see them and talking to them and trying to find out whether or not you want to invest the $50 million that it's going to take.
Because you're proverbially on the clock.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. And you got to make sure you get the right decision. You want the Sam Bradford. You want the Matthew
Stafford. Would that stop you from drafting a guy?
You don't want the Jamarcus. Yes.
So if you said to a guy, what does a table and a chair have in common?
Well, I don't know.
And the guy stumbled. And he's like, I don't know.
Why every year there's a guy there's always like 10 or 15 guys that are red flagged for whatever reason.
Okay.
It could be a drug situation. It could be an intellectual situation. It could be anything. And they try to go as deep as they possibly can into the background of the player to make sure that they get the right guy.
That was the whole thing who was it last year with the mom allegedly the prostitute and all that nonsense, right? Remember that they really? Wasn't it Dez Bryant?
Yes.
With a really offensive questioning about his mom being a hooker or
that's
something
right.
like that?
He was the Miami GM, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Is your mom a hooker?
Jeff
what?
Maryland.
Yeah, I think so.
Remember that whole thing?
Yep. What are you talking about?
Is your mom a hooker? What?
I mean, but let me ask you a question.
She did what she had to do.
But let me ask you a question. You know, he fell all the way to the Cowboys, okay?
Right.
So obviously people had red flagged him.
There were some issues with him
and said,
as well.
But what are those issues? Those issues usually are the way that you grow up, where, you know, the environment that you live in.
Sure.
And what your sensibilities are about, you know, respect for, you know, the people that are in charge.
Fair enough.
You know, how do you get along with the coach? What are you going to do when the coach yells at you? How are you going to react to that? There's a lot of that stuff that goes on. And how are you going to fit into the locker room? And what kind of negative impact will you have, or what kind of positive impact?
Well,
will
coming
you have?
Up at 7:30, I've put together a 5-question exam for Loops and for Jerry Rello, and it'll be a timed exam.
Oh, good!
So it's going to be rapid fire, bang, 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 bang.
Right.
And we'll see how they do under pressure. Okay,
failed
Booms?
Miserably.
All right. You'll have 5 questions each.
Can't wait.
And the other person will not get to hear the questions, so I'll give you both the same 5 questions.
All right.
We'll put on some headphones. We'll put in some light music.
Right.
And you have no idea what the question is.
Yep, very good.
It's very exciting.
Jets place a first and third round tender on Antonio Cromartie and Santonio Holmes. They place a second round tender on Brad Smith. Patriots signed defensive tackle Marcus Stroud. And Carson Palmer says he's absolutely not going back to Cincinnati. Has $80 million in the bank. Doesn't need to play for money. Wants to play.
Yeah, and that's the average fan can certainly relate to that. Another example of a player in this case, because owners are guilty too, of a player just not getting it, bitching and moaning
about
having $80 million in the bank.
No, he's not bitching and moaning about that.
No. Life isn't fair. I have to play for the Bengals. Wah! Go drive a truck.
First of all, you don't know if that came out of Carson Palmer's mouth.
Yeah, he did a TV interview in Cincinnati.
No, he did not do a TV interview in Cincinnati. I know the guy who reported it. It did not come from Carson per se. It came from somebody who's a friend of Carson.
Is that right?
That it would be like me telling you something, and then you running over to let's say Michael K. Ooh, guess what Boomer said? Guess what Boomer said?
I would never do that.
Said to him, and then Michael K. reported something.
But I would never do that, Boomer, because I understand the code of keeping your lip zip.
Well, so certainly what ended up happening was somebody spoke about a conversation that they supposedly had with Carson Palmer. And then the local news guy there.
I'm just saying what WCPO said.
Yeah, Denny Jansen. I know
Quote,
Denny very well.
I have $80 million in the bank. Cincinnati Television cited Palmer as saying in a report on its website.
They cited Palmer as saying
but
to
I'm,
somebody else.
But I'm saying
else.
It accurately.
They didn't say it to the people
Quote,
at WCPO.
Quote, I don't have to play football for money. I'll play for love of the game, but that would have to be elsewhere. Wah!
Well,
I only have $80 million in the bank. Life sucks. Shut up.
Bottom line is that, you know what?
Because that goes a long way with fans. That's right.
I feel the boy's pain.
You do. That's right. But you know what? When you left the Bengals, did you have $80 million in the bank?
I did not.
Did you publicly complain? Wow, life sucks. It's not fair. Wow.
No, I privately went into the ownership.
You did it
and
with
I said,
class.
Well, I just said to them, listen, I'd like to be traded. You fired the coach who I believed in and who made me the player that I was. And now that he's not going to be here, I just don't think this is a good spot.
So you mean
for me.
you didn't have people on and Team Boomer out there saying this sucks. I hate it here.
I didn't hate it there.
Right.
I actually liked
you know what
it
I'm
there.
Saying though.
I'm nuts. I liked it.
Carson
there.
Palmer. Good. Take your $80 million and shut up. You never
it so
won
much
anything.
There that I actually
yeah, overrated
went back
for quarterback.
My final year.
Yeah. What did Carson Palmer ever do? Nothing.
Well,
that's
you know
right.
what? He's playing with a bunch of lunatics out
that's
there.
Right. He had a home playoff game. Couldn't beat the Jets. Shut up. What else you got, Eddie?
Eddie or me?
Oh, I forgot that you were doing that.
You ready? You want to go?
Go ahead.
Another rough night for your Rangers, Boone.
And the pass that gets through. Sakara walks it. It's tipped in. Jochen Hesch held in front.
Gave the Sabres a 3-1 lead. They beat the Rangers 3-2. John Forslund versus Blue Shirts 4-9-1 in their last 14 games. Brandon Dubinsky says not good.
It's a bit of a missed opportunity.
The Rangers slept walk through the first two periods.
The problem is that they've been one of the worst teams since the All-Star break. One of the worst teams.
And they're only 1 point ahead of 8th place Carolina.
There's a new song that's going to be coming
out. How about the 3 points in front of Buffalo, but Buffalo has 3 games at hand.
Correct.
The Rangers have only 17 games left. And what's the new game? What's the new song?
Well, Billy Joel has a new album coming out.
Yeah,
and I think
does.
He's premiering it with Elton John at the Garden this summer.
Right.
And he's taking some of his classics and he's rewriting them, apparently.
Okay. And
give us one.
Say goodbye to Tortsy. Say goodbye, my baby.
No, they're not gonna get rid of that.
Say goodbye to Tortsy.
They've had so many injuries, you can't fire them.
Back-to-back years out of the playoffs and the FUBAR against the Capitals 2 years ago. Goodbye.
No, here's the thing. When you watch this team play, you could tell that they are playing hard. It's a very likable team. And John Tortorella has been the one telling Glenn Sather, hey, we've got to keep this group of kids together. Do not trade bits and pieces away to bring in a guy like Brad Richards for only 17 games. Well, let's go get Brad Richards as a free agent in the offseason and keep these guys, and now you got something.
Agreed. Islanders were beaten in overtime by the Capitals.
No, I don't think so, dude.
Say goodbye to say hey there.
Never.
That guy, Teflon GM.
You got that right.
We'll talk about that when the Rangers get eliminated. What else you got?
Mets lose to the Nationals 5-3 and the Yankees
are
yesterday.
You're an idiot. Really, you are.
Shut up by the Pirates 2-0.
And by the way.
Yes?
My team lost last night.
I was waiting to get to that in prime time.
Yeah, we lost.
Don't think I have it on my list.
Yeah, I know you
do. I have it on my list. 8:00, prime time.
We lost
Boomer
6-4.
And the black team
in their
version of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Losers.
I kind of pulled a Gabrick last night.
It's Boomer and Carton. Mornings from 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Here's the latest on Charlie Sheen. He's headed for court today to fight for his kids. A judge took away his twin boys following this portion of one of his many media appearances.
Hey, kids, your dad's a rock star. Look at his experiences. Look at what he survived.
Yeah, his wife went to court, wow. Got a temporary
restraint.
It's very
interesting. He had his two girlfriends with him on that show last night. I thought that female reporter did a great job. I wish I remembered her name. I apologize for not knowing. She was great,
the
I
ABC
thought.
ABC girl.
Not intimidated at all. That was as good an interview from her side of things as anyone could have done. And then you see Charlie Sheen with his two beautiful twin boys. He has three other kids, of course.
He's a paranoid drug addict.
Yeah.
And that's what he sounds like. That's what he looks like.
I find him
he
fascinating, though. I will.
I understand that, Greg, but the drugs have overtaken him. Don't you understand that? Like, have you ever been around a drug addict like that?
No, I have, but the point is he's fascinating.
He probably has sane moments, but most of the time, I would think 95% of the time, he is a complete an utter buffoon.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen.
Well, he's going to be in court today, so obviously we're going to see what's going on. And he opened a Twitter account, and his first tweet was, defeat is not an option.
You know what? He is such a great actor, and he's funny, and he comes off great on camera, but this latest two-week rant that he's been on is just absolutely embarrassing.
By the way, on my Spike Show Thursday night at 1, I play the role of Charlie Sheen. You can enjoy that.
Right. At 1 what? At 1 in the morning?
That's in the morning. That's right.
For how long?
The Charlie Sheen bit's probably 90 seconds. Not even.
That's it?
Yeah, maybe 60 seconds. That's right.
And we're going to close out with this. This is something that Charlie might want to get involved with. Upper West Side psychologist wannabe has found a new angle for therapy sessions. She does them online, completely nude.
That's right.
Sarah White says, yes, her clients are mostly men, but she says it's an inspiring approach to therapy.
Yeah, I couldn't. Number one, I will never go to a shrink. Number two, how could you go to an attractive female shrink and not want to have sex with her?
Listen, she does it online,
right.
So you're not really
with
her. That's
why I'm not friends with women. You know, this notion of a man being able to have a platonic relationship with
time
a woman
is
such.
You see that woman right next to you, to your left?
Yeah, beautiful Tracy Burgess.
I'm friends with her.
Right, we're all friends. We're friends.
We're friends, yes.
We're friends.
I'm saying I couldn't, like, for example.
I'm not going to do a therapy session naked.
No, you're like, hey, Craig.
Right.
Yeah, I'm friends with Dominique, too. I think we're surrounded by beautiful, great women that we adore.
Right.
Who we have great relationships with, right?
So why can't we say we're friends?
Because we're not.
Yes, we are.
And
we are.
I'm going to tell you why. Because if I, let's say Tracy's like, hey, I'm in the city. Why, you know, friend.
Right. Let's
why don't
have
you come
lunch.
Come on over to my place and we'll have lunch and a cup of coffee together. Right?
All right.
Can't do that.
Why not?
Because the whole time I'm thinking about, is sex going to happen?
Oh, please.
Is she going to make a move?
Please.
Am I going to make a move? That's the problem with it.
Oh,
I can't be close friends with a woman. I'm sorry. It's nothing against you guys. You know, Tracy's beautiful. Dominique's beautiful. I know both your husband, her boyfriend, great guys, right?
Yeah.
I can't be close friends with a woman.
No, stop.
I bet
it.
You could if it was a woman you did not want to have relations with.
No,
then you could.
I can't because I'm a man. You could sit me down with any woman, and when I'm alone in that woman's company, the thought goes through your head.
What about that big chick who had the website?
Who?
The big chick who had the
I
website.
I probably want to bang her. You mean the chick that eats online, right?
Right,
the 1,000-pound chick?
Yes, that's right. Could he be friends with her?
I'm just a human being. I'm going to make this a chapter in my book. Why men, hold on a minute, can't be friends with women. Sorry. I adore women. I love women. I respect women. My best friend is my wife. I got four beautiful kids, thank God for her, right? Mm-hmm. But if you put me alone in a room with any other woman, I'm sorry. Can't be friends with you. Sorry. Now, we can all go out together, and it can be a group setting, no problem. You know, Boomer? Plus, I have this animal magnetism that women can't resist.
You know, you got to calm down with all
you
this.
You ask Dominique and Tracy. If they were alone in a room with me and Tracy walked out of us, I'd ask her directly. You know, it's on their mind nonstop.
Yeah, why don't you ask Dominique?
You can ask, I don't want to put Dominique on the spot because Al would be offended by that.
Why would Al be?
Al does not have the same animal magnetism that I bring to
him. I wouldn't be offended. I will let her answer.
The reality is that.
Let her answer.
God, you can answer the question.
Go ahead.
If you're alone in a room with a man, Dominique, what happened?
You.
Well, I've never been alone with her.
No. Yeah, you have. You've had your makeup.
No, Al's always there. Why do you think Al's always there?
I'm going to
tell you.
That is kind of weird. It's a little funky.
Okay. Let me tell you a true story since I never lie to the audience. The reason Al's always there is that I've asked him to be there.
Why?
Because I don't want to put Dominique in a position where she can't resist me. You understand? Go ahead, Dominique.
That's really funny. I don't know. That doesn't go through my head.
I don't think it did, Dominique.
Maybe it's just too early in the morning for me. I don't know.
No. Cool.
That's why Al's always there.
I know where he likes it and how to best serve him.
Okay, listen, you say what you want.
It's Boomer and Carton, mornings from 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
So listen, you're an average guy out there, and your lifelong dream, Boomer, was to get a job in the NFL, right?
Right.
So what did you do? You went to see the New York Jets. You figure I'm a New Yorker, New Jersey, whatever it may be.
Right.
Great organization, good owner, you hold a nice team, great GM, blah, 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 right?
Yep.
So you get a job. And you're thrilled with that job, and you pour your heart and soul and sweat and blood and tears into working for the Jets, and you're making 28.5. You're a low-level guy, but you're in the door working for the Jets, right?
Okay.
And boy, is life grand. Back-to-back AFC Championship games. Everybody's happy, right?
That's right.
And then you get a little email, and you get an email from the human resource director of the Jets, right?
Oh, boy.
And the HR guy or gal sends you an email saying, listen, you've been a valued employee in the last 2 years that you've been here. But as you may have heard, we might very well be having a little work stoppage here for a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to pitch in. Now, yes, 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 Darrell Revis just got more money than Moses. And yes, you're only making 28.5, right?
That's right.
But you are not going to be taking an unpaid day off every week until we can figure this mess out.
You know what I would
say? How about that guy?
I'd be like, you know, wait a minute, time out. I thought you guys had these television contracts to foot the bill,
right,
just in case you don't have
I'll give you one better. Let's just say that you own a bar and grill somewhere near Sea Caucus, right?
That's right.
And you count on business from the Jets and the Giants, right?
That's right.
What about you? Let's say you're a guy that works a couple of jobs. You're a hardworking American, right?
Okay.
And let's just say, for argument's sake, Boomer Esiason, that you supplement your income by working at the concession stands at the Meadowlands. Or maybe you're the guy that takes the ticket for the game or
maybe
parking.
You work in the Jet and Giant shop.
That's
over
right.
There.
Yeah. That's right. What happens to that guy? See, there's all these other people out there that nobody cares about. Let's say you're a guy.
Let's say you work on the show that Charlie Sheen just pulled out of.
Okay, but we're not talking
about that. How about that? Weren't we talking about that yesterday? And you said, well, you're in this business. You know this is going to happen every now. Blah, blah, blah. You're screaming and yelling. Why is this any different than that yesterday?
Except Charlie Sheen offered to pay all their salaries.
No, he didn't.
Okay? Let's say you're a guy that works for New Jersey Transit. And you make extra money on a Sunday because you have an extra bus route from Manhattan to the Meadowlands because that's the new route, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Too bad. Because Darrell Revis is making so much money, he needs to make more. Because Woody Johnson, who's a billionaire, needs to make more.
Yeah, but Darrell Revis, is not getting paid at
Let
that time.
Let me give you one more person.
I'll give you one more person.
You're the average guy out there, Boomer.
Right.
And you're busting your ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got a family, you got three kids, a wife who stays home to raise the kids, doing a great job. And you're getting by making $65,000 a year.
Okay.
And you are busting your ass to do it, right?
I get it, yeah.
And maybe you're lucky enough to go out for one mini vacation down the Jersey Shore every year. And you go out for dinner once a month. And times are tough, right? And you're thankful you even have a job making 65 grand. But damn it, the Jets or the Giants mean the world to you. And you want to make sure that you pass that love of football onto your kids. So you save up all your shekels, right? And you make sure that once a year, you bring your two boys and your wife to a football game because it's the American way, right? Right?
Right.
And then you open up the paper today, and you hear billionaire owners bitching. You hear multimillionaire players bitching. And you say to yourself, are you out of your mind? I'm making 65 grand a year. Once a year, I'm fortunate enough to take my two boys and my wife to a game. And I pay $40 to park. And on the secondary market, I'm dropping a nickel on tickets, right?
Right.
And it's $9 for a hot dog and $12 for a beer and $8 for a hot chocolate. But you know what? It's important to me that my kids experience that. And then you wake up and you read the front page of the paper and these billionaires are arguing over how to split $9 billion. Does anybody care about that guy making 65 grand? You know who cares about him?
Boomer and Craig.
That's right, baby.
Right.
That's right. We care about you. We got you back. No one else cares about you. We care about you. And that's the story here that's not being told.
It is being told.
It ain't about the owners. It ain't about the players. It's about me, God damn it. And I want to enjoy my football. Don't take it away from me.
It's Boomer and Carton. Mornings from 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Here's Otto in Long Island on the Fan. Hi, Otto.
Hey, how you doing?
Robin, Otto, how are you today, lovely?
What's happening, Otto?
Really good, man. Big fan of you. So I have a couple of points here. First, I'm going to begin with the fans. I think it's all our fault to begin with. We put these players and these franchises on a pedestal, and we keep spending money on them. Like myself, I just got
a... Let me ask you a question, Otto. Do you appreciate an attractive woman?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so if I said to you from now on you have to make love to a big fat girl who's got mustard on her ass, would you say yes to that or no?
Absolutely not.
Of course. So that's the same deal. The NFL is the attractive girl. It's not our fault that we love the NFL. Listen, if you want to watch the UFL or watch them play in Canada with 90-yard wide end zones, go ahead. But you and I both know you're not going to do that because that's a fat broad that eats you out of house and home. You understand?
I'm just telling you right now, they're going to get a deal done. And I think it will be done, you know, first of all, what I would do is I would extend maybe for 2 more weeks, kind of like Congress did, you know, keep the government afloat for 2 more weeks.
A little grace period.
A little grace period.
I'm with you 100%.
Cool down, go back and see if you can figure something out. And then, you know, when guys like John Mara are in the room, I think that's significant because I think he is a highly respected man in the world of the NFL. I think his players that play for the Giants respect him. I think they respect the legacy of the Mara name in the NFL. And when he becomes a part of the negotiations, because I do believe he bridges the gap between old guard owner and new guard owner.
That's the hope. That's why he's
right,
there.
Right, exactly. I think that a guy like that can get something done. So it's not about me or anybody else.
You
it's
hope
about
so.
Guys like John Mara who will hopefully have a cooler head will
yeah,
prevail.
And I don't know. Listen, obviously there's a lot of respect for the family. I'm not sure John's relationship with the other owners.
Yeah, but I will tell you this. You know, if I'm John Mara, you know, I walk into the owner group and say, listen, guys, it was my dad who allowed revenue sharing in the first place, who gave everybody an opportunity to become part of this great league that is known as the NFL.
Right.
So I don't care what the hell you're talking about, Mike Brown or Wayne Weaver or Jerry Richardson. Now, he'll never say that.
Right.
He'll never be that way because he's too dignified for it. But I think that his presence is significant in the sense that it should give the old guard owners knowing that, you know, they do have a voice in the room. That is also a guy that's built a new stadium that does have debt on top of that stadium.
Right.
And is trying to sell tickets and to keep his team afloat as well.
And what other income does John Mara have, by the way?
I don't know.
I know the Tishes have the lows and all the
other
stuff.
But I'm sure there's investment income and things of that nature.
I guess so.
You know?
I'm saying it's not like John Mara owns, you know, Beefsteak Charlie's. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure he has private investments in
different
things.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, his money comes from the Giants and what his dad built.
But I'm saying, though, that they have made enough money and there's enough personal wealth there that they're obviously invested in
you
other
and I
things.
Should bring Beefsteak Charlie's back.
You think so?
We call it Beefsteak Boomers.
Beefsteak Charlie. Yeah. You know, it's B&C. Beefsteak
Charlie's. Yeah. B&C. But I think we should charge more for the all-you-can-eat shrimps.
Right, exactly.
It's no wonder they went out of business.
You think Geisha would supply the shrimp?
I think we could do a deal with Geisha, 100%.
So?
Yeah, I think you and I should open up the Boomer and Carton Grill at Citi Field and Yankee Stadium.
I don't see
why we're not doing that.
I thought it was going to be the saloon.
Yeah, what happened to the saloon in Manhattan?
Well, Boomer food barred that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
We had one meeting and you dropped the ball on that.
Oh.
Did you not? There was
the one meeting
and
was,
you dropped
hey,
the
Craig,
ball.
You're going to have to put some money into this. I'll see you later.
Oh.
No, you dropped the ball on that.
No, I didn't.
Why don't we go to the Mets and Yankees, have the B&C grill.
Right.
We sell, we serve everything we serve in the helmet. We get back to that, right? We do the Geisha shrimp in a helmet. Very simple. We do the Premio sausage in a helmet, right? And we do some fries in a helmet.
Call yeah, fries in a helmet. Call
burger
it
in a helmet. Dog in a helmet.
Fries.
I don't know why. What are we doing?
I
helmet. Food.
The best thing would be.
Moguls. Why are we not doing that?
The cheese fries in the helmet because it keeps the cheese
yeah.
inside.
Hey, Al, do me a favor. Can you get me Lantrost on the phone and Newman on the phone? No reason why we don't have the B&C grill. And like a few times a year, you and I will man the grill like Boog Powell does. I don't know what we're doing over here.
You and Al could do that. That'd
no,
be
no,
great.
You and I
no,
need Boomer
be
and
you
Carton.
Too.
Hey, Boomer, I need 3 sloppies, 1 burger, and a dog.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to go to the hospital. I just cut my finger off.
Listen.
Anytime we get behind like a bar
listen,
or something like
listen,
that, you get hurt.
Listen, I will be
did
in pain.
Did you not slice your finger off?
I'll be in pain.
Did you not slice
yes, I did.
Your finger off?
Both of them. My middle finger and my ring finger
I mean, oh my
to
God.
The bone.
Does the finger work yet?
No. I will be in constant pain the rest of my life, and you mock this. That's how it is.
The idiot's trying to open up a bottle and slice
it.
Maybe if you were too busy
throwing footballs into the river and instead helping me bartend, I would have cut my finger.
First of all, we're down at the Island
tell
Mermaid.
Tell the truth what happened.
Well, we're at the Island Mermaid.
That's
we're having
right.
an event over there.
Our
and
annual
Craigie and I, thing. Right?
That's right.
Are going to be the guest bartenders there.
That's
we're
right.
the guest bartender. We are literally behind the bar, no more than maybe 2 minutes.
That's right.
And I see you go running out
yeah.
with blood shooting out of your fingers.
That's right.
And you're running, and I'm like, where the hell is he going now?
Yeah.
And I realized you cut your finger
no,
off.
No, not just cut.
I sliced right?
my two fingers down to the bone. I severed the artery. Wow. The nerve.
So since I've known
I'm not done.
So since I've known you, you busted your ankle.
Broke
you
my
ripped
ankle.
Your hemorrhoids.
That's right.
You sliced your finger off.
To the bone.
I mean, you're a mess.
I have no feeling in my fingers, though. And they say it may never come back.
Busted
I'm in constant pain. Do you understand
you know
that?
What? I'm thinking,
I keloid scar.
Right.
I'm a mess.
I'm thinking that we need to put you back in traction and start shocking you up.
My parents had the right idea. Lock him up.
Boomer, you know at this grill, he'd be trying to take the wieners off the hot grill with his bare hands and burning in the tips.
And why would you want to take wieners off
right.
of a hot grill with your hands anyway?
Yeah.
Who
well,
said I wanted
you,
to
do
that?
Well, Al said that.
I can just see like when it's getting oh. busy.
I could put Boomer in a hairnet, put some gloves on him, have him start serving some slaw. Let's go. I'm going to set it up. You're in. 50-50.
It'd be very popular.
Of course
it would
be popular.
It would be great.
We have a 50-50 partnership. All right? Do we have to give the fan any money out of that?
No.
You sure about that?
No, we ain't giving the fan anything.
You sure?
No.
Just want to make sure I do it the right way. Above board. Coming this spring to the Yankee Stadium and Citi Field, the Boomer and Carton Grill. Dogs, sausage, hot dogs, fries. Call it a day. All on a helmet, by the way.
All on a helmet.
That's right. That we charge extra because you're charging them for
yeah,
the helmet.
Yeah, your helmets.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Here's Jerry Reller.
You
they're going to play the game.
We want to charge those fans.
Whatever we can do, let's gouge the fans.
Right.
I'm going to act like an NFL owner and an NFL player. I'm going to gouge the fans. Hey, listen, it's $15 for a Boomer and Carton hot dog. You have a problem with that? Go buy your hot dog somewhere else.
There
you like how I roll?
I like how you
roll. Are we going all beef hot dogs or are we going pork? What are we doing?
I'm a beef guy.
You like the beef?
Oh, yeah.
You like it boiled or you like it
no,
grilled?
I like grill it grilled.
You can't boil a hot
I'm a
dog.
Grill, I'm a grill guy.
There's
no.
nothing better than the dirty water dog. I'm sorry.
Yeah, grill
well, that's
one.
A different. That's a soubrette. That's a different type of thing. That I don't mind. I like that too, especially with the mustard and onions.
That's right. But in our grill, we're right. grilling. We're
yeah,
grilling
I
and chilling.
I think we got a grill.
All right, what do you got, Jerry?
That's what we call grilling and chilling.
There you go. Jerry, you want to go or no?
I'd like to, yes.
I mean, we're running out of time here for you. Got a nice, attractive woman who'd like to play the game. Got
if
NFL fans
talking.
Who like to bitch and moan, but you're just sitting there not doing anything.
Jerry, if you're just going to do updates about hot dogs and wieners and things, we could just move along.
It's Boomer and Carton, mornings from 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
And we say hi to Candace Diener, and she's with the law firm of Rubin and Licatese, right?
Licatese, yes.
Licatese, I was close enough, PC. How you doing, Candace?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, doll?
Massapequa.
Massapequa. And where'd you go to college and law school?
I went to the University of Scranton in Pennsylvania, and then I went to Hofstra Law.
All right, a Hofstra girl, Boomer. You got love for her already, don't
she's
you?
She's also a St. Anthony's girl.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what sport would you say is your best as far as knowledge here in New York?
Here in New York would be the Yankees.
New York Yankees, but
yes.
are you a Yankee fan?
Yes, I'm a huge Yankee fan.
What is your of all the teams in sports, what is your most favorite team?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Was that right? How's a Massapequa girl become a Dallas Cowboy fan unless raised by a pack of wolves?
Or my dad.
Or your dad, either way, right? Yes. So your old man's he's old Roger Staubach guy?
Yeah, and he always wanted a son and he got stuck with me, so he tried to make me a little boy and watch sports. And
you're not a little boy.
Well, the 90s, when you were growing up, it was the 90s, right?
Yes.
So obviously the Cowboys were the hot team at the
right.
time.
Right, great time to be a Cowboys and Yankees fan.
Right.
There you go. All right, so you know the game works, yes?
Yes.
All right, it's a little sports trivia knowledge game. We'll see if you know more than a dude. And you'll be playing against, Tony in Bellport. Hey, Tony, how you doing today, buddy?
All right. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Right. Let's see what team you're going to be on, Tony. Candace, as always, the ladies get to pick. You can be on my team. I believe I currently have – let me just check if I have it. Oh, that's right. I have the belt.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Or you could be on Boomer's team. So what team do you want to be on, babe?
I'm going to take Boomer.
Listen,
like
if you want to lose –
that, too.
Listen, don't get in a big spot, Boomer's not
that.
A winner.
Yeah, okay, good.
As long as everyone knows that.
Hey, yeah. What's the matter with you over there?
My little headphone thing got disconnected here because I was very excited to stand up there and show off my championship
belt. So basically what
belt.
We have here is we have a South Shore Nassau girl versus a South Shore Suffolk County girl.
Guy, well,
thanks,
sorry about that, Tony. You're from Bellport.
All right, Tony, listen, don't embarrass me like a lot of other men have, okay, my friend?
I'll try not to.
Right,
home of the crazy Sip family, by the way.
Let's find out what's going on here. Candace, you want to go first or second,
right.
babe?
I'll go second.
Second. All right, so you hang tight over there. It's me and you, Tony. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock.
Let's go.
If you don't know the answer, say pass. And then if there's enough time left, you can go back. If you get it wrong, you cannot go back. All right, brother?
You got it.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Do you know more sports than a hot lawyer? Your time begins now. Which Mets player just decided to go to right field?
Beltran.
Who's the head coach of the Rangers?
Tortorella.
Who do the Knicks play tonight at the Garden?
Pass.
What team did the Rangers lose to last night?
Pass.
NBA point guard Deron Williams was traded to what team last week?
The Nets.
What arena do the Devils play in?
The Rock.
That's right. Who did the Knicks sign to be their new big man?
Jared Jeffries.
CC Sabathia had surgery on what part of his body in the offseason?
Shoulder.
When does the NFL CBA expire?
Tomorrow.
Name one of three Yankee pitchers known as the Killer Bees.
Pass.
Who do the Knicks play tonight?
Oh, man. Cavaliers.
Who did the Rangers lose to last night?
How would
he
play?
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 right.
All right, Candace.
You embarrassed yourself,
all
Tony.
Right, here we go, Candace.
Candace, you only need 7 questions right or more to take the championship belt and give it back to Boomer Esiason. Now, this may not mean a lot to you, but it means a lot to me and Boomer. All right?
Okay.
6 gets you the tie. 7 gets you the win. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
60 seconds on the clock. If you say pass, you can go back and get the
all right,
question
Candace,
again.
All right, come on now.
If you get it wrong, you may not go back. So use that pass diligently.
Okay.
You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Boomer, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your 60 seconds begins now.
Even though the Yankees spent over $200 million, who was the only Yankee to hit over $300 last season?
Robinson Cano.
That's right. How many wins did the Knicks have since acquiring Carmelo Anthony and Chauncey Billups?
2.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Which team won the first regular season game at the new Cowboys Stadium on September 20th, 2009?
The Giants.
That's right. Which NHL franchise was the first U.S.-based franchise to win the Stanley Cup?
New York Rangers.
That a girl.
I mean, it's what rigged.
What is Knicks short for?
Knickerbockers.
Right. During the 1974-75 season, the Yankees played their home games in which stadium?
Shea.
That's right. Joe Girardi named NL Manager of the Year in 2006. While managing for which NL team?
Florida.
Yes, okay. We'll take
shut
that.
Up!
Who is the Knicks' all-time leading scorer? That's easy.
Patrick Ewing.
Yes. Which player did the Knicks sign to a contract yesterday?
Jared Jeffries.
Right.
I mean, you just had the same question.
And which Long Island High School was I a three-sport varsity standout for?
West Islip.
No!
Are you kidding me?
Yes! She has a chance for perfection, and she doesn't get it right.
Why are you insulting me like that?
Well, listen, Candace.
I knew it was
Islip. West Islip.
You got 9 out of 10, so you win, so congratulations on that. You killed my man from wherever he's from. So I give you the belt, Boomer. Here's the belt.
West Islip.
You now have the belt. Put on the belt.
I don't want the belt.
Let me see the championship belt.
No, I'm not doing that.
Listen, West Islip.
West Islip, what's wrong
I know
wrong with
everything
you?
About your bio, too, and you asked me one question I was unsure on.
West Islip. I mean, that would be like me saying to you, like, you from Wantaw or something like that.
No, West Islip.
I mean, come on.
And where do you come up with a third sport? Why are we inventing that?
Well, I played basketball, football, and baseball.
You all county and all three. You didn't really play basketball.
I did. All county and all three.
Basketball. You were not all county in basketball.
Come get some.
Let's
I
stop
was.
The rumors, right?
Yes, I was.
I'll give you a call, your shrimp skin baseball. Football, let's be honest about this, too. I don't want to be a bad guy.
I was all Long Island in football.
You weren't even that good in
yes,
high school.
Yes, I was.
You threw the ball 9 times.
Yes, I was. Why are you trying? At least I have real
I'm
legitimate
just saying,
letters.
You handed the ball off 30 times a game,
and listen, Newsday,
Sal Champion wouldn't let you run. He wouldn't let you throw.
Newsday, you know, named me one of the top Long Islanders of all time, so shut up.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Candace, good job.
Get up.
Thank you very
and
much.
And you can see Candace and Ruben and Ligatese Law Firm. Very nice.
So disgusting.
And there you go. 9 out of 10, she wins, but she feels like a bit of a loser because Boomer's mad at her. You know, you can't please him, Candace. That's the deal. You know how these pro athletes are. There's no pleasing them.
I'm
none.
Not a pro athlete anymore.
No, you'll always be a pro athlete. That's right. Good meeting you, Candace.
Thank you.
Hang tight, doll.
It's Boomer and Carton. Mornings from 6 to 10 on The Fan.
Johnny's in Cortland Manor on The Fan. Johnny, good morning. How you doing today, kiddo?
Okay, fine. How you doing?
Great.
I'm just going to let you... First of all, hello!
Hello! What's happening, Johnny?
Guys, I got some of my Goomba guys that came from Vegas, and they told me the rumor is that the Super Bowl...
In the future, it's going to be set up as a pay-per-view event.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
Well, here's the thing, though, Johnny. One of the reasons that the networks spend as much money as they do on the rights to the NFL television is so they can sell the Super Bowl to cover a lot of those costs. So if we have it under the current system the way that it works, I don't see it going pay-per-view anytime soon.
I tell you, I don't think it'll ever happen, Johnny, but it's a very interesting thought.
Yeah, but just think about this.
It really is.
CBS is spending $700 million a year.
They want the Super Bowl every 3 years.
They want the Super Bowl every 3 years so they can recoup some of the money that they're putting into it.
For sure. Yeah, I don't think it'll ever happen.
$3 million
but,
an ad.
That would be pretty interesting, though, wouldn't it, huh? How many people do you think, let's make up a number, $50. That's what most pay-per-views are these days. They've always been $49.95, right? Mm-hmm. Listen, Super Bowl, you could probably get $100, but let's just say $50. At $50, how many homes in this country would buy the Super Bowl for $50? Would you get 10 million? I bet you would.
You know, and the amazing thing is, though, is you're getting football. You're actually essentially paying for it anyway. But, you know, because especially here, you're paying for the cable rights.
Let's say you had 10 million people. I think that's probably a low number. 10 million people giving you $50. That's $500 million.
Think about that.
Now, I think you'd be more in line with, if 111 million people watched the game this past year, right?
Right.
Now, I think it's more than that because, you know, we had 30 people in our house watching it, in my in-laws' house, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they don't count all 30 of those. That's one household it counts for, right?
Right.
So, let's just say you did the same thing. If 111 million households had the Super Bowl on, let's just cut that number in half arbitrarily, all right? And let's say that 50 million households bought the Super Bowl. And because it's the Super Bowl and you have 20 people in your house, it's $100 pay-per-view, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that would bring in? Any idea? 50 million, right? Times 100 equals what? Can you guys do the math on that, please? 50 million times 100 equals what? That'd be three. If I'm not mistaken, is that $5 billion?
It's either 500 million, 500 billion.
It's a lot.
500 billion.
Yeah. Is that 500?
No, I mean
that's not 500 billion.
$5 billion.
That would be $5 billion in revenue.
No. So much for arguing over $8 billion when you can make $5 billion
in one day, right? Would that, it's that
you
not?
Know, maybe that's what the NFL network ends up becoming, a vehicle.
Could you imagine
for that,
if that happened? Yeah. Could you imagine? Because I would spend $100, have 20 people over, $5 a man, that kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Get the Super Bowl.
Wait, time out.
What?
Time out.
What?
You're going to have 100 people
no,
over.
No, 20 people over.
20
people $5 a man.
And you're going to charge them
$5
as they come
through.
Well,
why
the door?
Am I paying for it?
Are you inviting them over to
yes,
watch the Super Bowl?
That's right.
And you're going to charge. What do you. You know, what? Sometimes you say the stupidest
Well, yeah,
things.
I mean, why am I paying for it?
I mean, are you feeding them and everything else?
Yeah, of course.
So you're going to charge them a covered charge to come through the door?
Yeah, $5.
Like, how many people do you have over for this year's Super
20.
Bowl? 20. Now, did you charge them to come today, this
no,
year?
No, but they all had to bring something.
They had to bring a dish?
You had to bring a dish. A bottle of booze, you had to bring something. Don't come
well,
at the
why,
end.
Why do you have to bring something?
Because that's the right, it's how human beings behave.
No. You did you tell these human beings that they had to bring something?
It was understood. Understood. I mean I'm going to have you over. You're going to watch the game. I'm going to feed you, give you a drink, bring something.
I think it's the appropriate thing to bring something with you.
That's right.
But now, what are you, Michael Kay? You're going to ask them to pay to come?
No. Well, if I'm paying $100, you're going to give me $5. We're going to split it up, divvy it up.
I mean, listen. I've had parties. I've never asked anybody. Now, people bring things because they're nice.
Because that's the appropriate thing to do.
Here's a nice, you know, like say if you had Howie Rose over.
Okay.
And he came over and said, here's a nice $5 bottle
He'd give me a $5 bottle of wine.
Right, there you go.
Which is what he does.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But at least he brought something.
Right.
That's right.
But that's what you do. But people do bring something.
Like if I go to your house and I bring
You didn't bring nothing. You didn't bring anything when you brought the kids over the other night. What'd you bring?
I brought Villa Milano pizza. What are you talking about?
They gave it to you for free.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they did not.
I'm going over to Boomer's house. Oh, free pizza.
No, they did not.
Yeah, you did.
I bought two pies, Booms. I didn't get anything for free.
Come on now.
Come on now. I tell you when I get things for free. It wasn't Villa Milano.
Yeah.
I had two cheese pizzas.
I gave you a free pair of shoes this morning.
Yes, you did. You gave me a free pair of red Pumas. It was nice.
That's right.
I acknowledge it was free. You bought them for me. Thank you.
That's right. There you go. See, I'm always thinking of you.
But if I'm paying a cable company $100 and I got 20 people over, cough up the $5.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, really. Why don't you just register at a bank?
How about this? Stay home and pay $100 yourself. How about that?
How about that?
You want to come to my house and enjoy Super Bowl Carton Way? Give me $5. And bring some sausage. You understand?
That's not right.
Or at least a dip.
There was something wrong
with
that.
My future sister-in-law, you know what she did?
What'd she do?
Homemade seven-layer dip. She didn't come empty-handed.
Seven-layer dip.
That's right, seven-layer dip.
What was that?
This is Michael K. You can watch the Super Bowl with me for only $500.
I'm not an animal.
You're funny.
No, by the way, I got a nice thank you text from Michael when he received our soda stream.
I didn't get it.
Well, I forwarded it to you. He didn't have your number.
Doesn't count.
You saw what he...
Give him my number. Have him text me directly.
I didn't know whether or not you wanted me to give you his
number. No, I really don't, actually. Don't give him my number.
Why?
He's an animal. That's why.
No, he's not.
I'm just kidding. Here's I like Mike. He's a good dude. Here's Angelo in Staten Island on the fan. Angie, what's up, baby?
Hello. What's happening, Ange?
A couple of things. I'm looking forward to the St. Patty's Day party that you're going to have, so I'm excited about that. Number one. Number two, they're all a bunch of spoiled little brats, the owners and the players. I'm getting tired of it. They don't make guys like Boomer anymore. You know, Boom?
Yeah, that's
Boy,
true.
Sucking up to Boomer. Yeah,
thank you, Angelo. No, 2 weeks that.
Outside of the St. Patty's Day show when you want to have a drink.
Angelo, all I know is that, you know, if you were in Cincinnati when we were on strike and you saw me standing up there in that stadium platform with a placard saying players on strike, you would have spit on me.
Yeah, the best thing ever, though, is there's the old video, and the NFL Network shows it all the time, of Platinum Blonde Boomer in his 20s standing in front of the bus.
Right.
And Sam Weiss comes out. And I forget the exact but it shows you, knowing you now, thanks, Ange, and knowing Sam Weiss a little bit now, it's funny looking at it now, knowing you guys.
Sure.
Because you both, it's a game. And he knows you're playing a game. You know, he's playing a game.
Yeah.
And it was a very, I don't know if you guys can get the audio of that for me. It's probably on YouTube. The byplay between you two guys, it was like, you know, the...
tit for tat.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny.
Well, what happened, you have to remember.
Set it up.
All right. In 1987, the NFL players threatening going on strike. We play two games that season. And then after the second game, we decide we're going to go on strike. Now, unfortunately for us, the second game was against the San Francisco 49ers. We were beating them the whole game. It's 20-14 with 54 seconds to go in the game. We have the ball first and 10. They have all three timeouts. We run four plays. We end up giving them the ball back. They end up throwing a Hail Mary to Jerry Rice, and they beat us with no time left on the clock.
Right.
After they kicked the extra point, 21-20. My team wants to kill Sam Weiss. They want to kill him for not ending the game the right way, taking a safety or whatever and winning the football game. So we're going to have a mutiny in our hands, and I'm trying to calm everybody down.
Right.
So now we go on strike that next Wednesday. And the question was whether or not we were going to practice as a football team. And I said to the press, if you give us footballs, meaning the Bengals gives us footballs,
right,
you know, I'll go and practice. Then Sam Weiss says, well, he's the highest paid player in the league, as I was just telling you earlier.
Right.
I was making $1.2 million that year. And Sam said, well, he's the highest paid player in the league. He can go buy the balls himself.
Right.
So that was a shot right there. And Sam probably didn't know that I tried to keep the team from killing him that Sunday.
Right.
So now I got really ticked off at him.
Right.
So I said, okay, I'll go buy the balls and I'll have a practice. So I had a practice at LaSalle High School. I brought everybody around. I had a hat made for me. I think it said coach across the top of it. I had a clipboard and I had a whistle.
Right.
I brought everybody up. I led all the players around me on the practice field,
right,
with all the local media around. And I said, guys, we're only going to practice one thing today because I think it's something that we really have to work with and work on, and that's how to end a game in order to win the game. I said, so give me the punt team out on the field. Chris Collinsworth, run out there as the punter. I want you to take a safety, which was a direct shot at Sam at the way that we lost the game that previous Sunday.
Right.
And, of course, that ran on all the local news stations. And they ran it and ran it and ran it and ran it and ran it until they couldn't run it anymore. And, basically, it was on like Donkey Kong in Cinciannati.
That's right.
From that point on.
Finally, the video, it's fascinating because Sam goes down and goes, you're going to practice today? Boomer goes, yeah, you're going to give me some balls?
I mean, you know, I put my union hat on and basically started, you know, I was a rabble rouser.
There you go. Here's Richie in East Haven on the fan, Boomer and Carton. How you doing there, Rich? Hey, Richie, you there, buddy?
I'm here.
Hi, Richie.
What's happening, brother? Hello.
Hey, Boom, I just had a question for you. I find myself siding with the football players in these negotiations as I'm a 20-year firefighter in New Jersey. And I find myself being attacked by...
You want to be a union brother, right? That's you feel like you want to support them, and you feel like they have their right to collect a bargain and get what they can to protect their futures. Am I right?
Absolutely. They put their bodies on the line
Yep.
every time they go out on that field. and they need to get paid as much as they can when they go out there.
Well, it's an interesting take from a union guy that's not making a lot of money, because there's a lot of union guys out there, you know, the IBEW guys, firefighters, cops, who have the union to protect them at the core, you know, benefits, an honest day's pay for an honest day's work. And there's a lot of guys that say, you know, the NFL, and you've heard it before, Boomer.
Sure it is.
Come on, this isn't a union. Come
now
on.
Listen, the thing in Cincinnati for us, because Cincinnati is known as a white, more of a white-collar town, not a lot of unions. It's a highly conservative city and all of that. Standing on the picket line, you know who came in to stand with us?
No.
You know how the AFL-CIO likes to, you know, attach them, the Teamsters like to attach themselves
sure.
to things like this. We had the West Virginia coal miners.
Is that right?
I mean, and you talk about an ornery bunch. I mean, they came in and they stood shoulder to shoulder with us. And I always felt really uncomfortable about that, because I'm looking at a guy that's basically making 40 grand a year going down into those coal mines.
Right.
And I'm making $1 million a year. And I'm saying, how the hell could right. this guy be standing there for my rights?
And those guys were there for the scabs and
right.
picket walkers.
Everybody
crosses,
was
all
there.
That, right?
And I recognize that, you know, we were also good for them, because it brought to light their fight, you
Got
know,
it.
Their union fight. And it's the union brotherhood and all that other stuff that goes on. Whether you like it or not, that's just the way it is. I just find it hard to believe that people are going to find sympathy for guys like, and I don't think Peyton Manning's asking for sympathy. Don't get me wrong. Tom Brady's not asking for sympathy, even though they're a part of this and they want the long-term health of the players moving forward to be paramount. But people are not going to feel sorry for Peyton Manning when he signs his $125 million deal.
Here's Mark in Staten Island on the Fan. Good morning, Marcus. How you doing today, buddy?
Hello.
Hello. What's happening, Mark?
La. Big fan of you guys.
Thank
Boomer,
you.
I had your jersey
nice.
When I was in junior high school. I wish I still had it.
Nice.
All right. The only problem I see with charging to the Super Bowl is you go from 100 million viewers to about 10 million, and now you're going to have to charge less for advertising. So they're going to have to pick their poison. Don't think that'll
happen. Well, listen, a caller just brought it up. I don't think we're going to see that day in our lifetime. But don't think, let's not be naive either.
Not under the way
it's a revenue stream.
Yeah, but not under the way the current NFL and the broadcast partners do business.
No.
You won't see it that
way.
Because
why would CBS or Fox or NBC write these significant multi-million dollar checks they're writing without the opportunity to have a Super Bowl every 3 or 4 years and bring in the revenue that they bring in, which essentially makes them whole again for all the money that they're spending?
Well, and that's right. And the thing about it is, let's say you did go to an economic model where you did have some sort of pay-per-view for the Super Bowl. Then they don't care what the eyeballs are. All they care about is how many people are buying it.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're not selling that aspect of the advertising part of it. They're selling the game itself.
Exactly right, because they know they have the audience.
That's right.
Right. And listen, just the fact you even talked about this is silly, because they're not going to be a pay-per-view Super Bowl anytime soon. You'll have a foreign soil Super Bowl before you have a pay-per-view Super Bowl.
You know why?
I think that ain't in the works.
A foreign soil Super Bowl, because some foreign city will pay for it to come there.
All right, and that money will go where? Owners.
Well, and I understand that. I think the owners have every right to argue their point of view in this particular case. Listen, if I would want to grow my business, if I were them too,
sure.
So I'd want to add, games to the schedule.
But remember this: on April 1st, the New York Jets won half the money that you own for your season tickets, even if there's no season. And yet they're furloughing employees. The New York Giants said they have no plans for furloughs, but they want their season ticket money soon too. So they all keep taking money out of our pockets: jerseys and cups and helmets and flags and stickers, right? They're all making money. Everybody's getting rich. And then there's me and you. And what do?
Pay,
we're what you call
pay.
The innocent victim in all this, because we're suckers. We're like drug addicts.
Yeah, but you love it, though.
I do love it. That's the problem. I'm Charlie Sheen.
And here's the deal.
I'm an addict. I can't say no to football. They had me at hello.
It's Boomer and Carton. Mornings from 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
I'm a little disappointed with you, Jerry. You've done like 19 updates today. They go on forever. God knows that.
Yes. 2 minutes.
You did not bring us the best audio of the day.
Here
it is. I'll set it up. Cameron Diaz, who is...
Cameron Diaz.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's dating A-Rod. She's
going to
make him a very, very successful hitter this year.
Right,
probably 320.
Right.
Have 50 home runs, et cetera, et cetera. Well, A-Rod's girlfriend, Cameron Diaz, was on Jimmy Kimmel's program last night. right?
Yeah. Well,
and you know, they start talking about what keeps a relationship healthy.
Oh, I know about this. This was three nights ago.
And here's Cameron Diaz talking about what her and A-Rod like to do in their spare time.
Do you like dirty movies?
Pornographic movies?
Yes, pornographic movies.
I love porn.
You do?
I'm going to get rid of the other question. We're just going to, let's just focus on that, if we could. Hotels?
Hotels. I love. You know what I love about hotels? How discreet they are.
Are they?
No, I love that you they always give you that little thing at the bottom. Your room will be, you know, charged the same as any other room. No titles will be used. They all cost the same amount.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because I have a friend who used to like to watch the like free 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he would like unplug the thing and plug it back in. And
your
then
friend?
They charged your him friend. For it. Yeah. Well, I will say, I know it sounds like I'm talking about my friend Daniel Kellison. And then they put it on his bill, and he is so shameless, he went downstairs and fought with them about it. He's like, I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched 4.5 minutes, and then I unplugged it.
There you go.
There you go.
That's how A-Rod's woman keeps herself busy on the road.
Good for her.
That's right.
That's a little
Spankovision
too, right?
That's right. What else you got, Jerry?
Rangers lost to the Sabres 3-2. The Islanders lost in overtime to Washington last night 2-1. Spring baseball, Yankees shut out by the Pirates 2-0. They'll play again today against the Astros. Mets will take on the Cardinals after beating the Nationals, or rather losing to the Nationals 5-3. And now time for Moment of the Day.
Moment of the Day!
And, la, la, la. Craig discusses what it's like to be him, you know, chick magnet and all.
You asked Dominique and Tracy, if they were alone in a room with me and Tracy walked out of us, I'd ask her directly. You know, it's on their mind nonstop.
Yeah, why don't you ask Dominique? She's
you can ask, well, I don't want to put Dominique on the spot because Al would be offended by that.
Why would Al be
Al does not have the same animal magnetism that I bring to
I wouldn't be offended. I'll let her answer.
The reality
good
is that...
Good, let her answer.
God, you can answer the question.
Go ahead.
Well, if you're alone in a room with a man, Dominique,
no,
other
no,
than...
No, no, no.
What
only
happened?
You.
Well, I've never been alone with her.
No. Yeah, you have. You've had your makeup
on. No, Al's always there. Why do you think Al's always there?
I'm going to tell you... That is kind of weird. It's a little funky.
Okay, let me tell you a true story since I never lie to the audience. The reason Al's always there is that I've asked him to be there.
Why?
That's right. Because I don't want to put Dominique in a position where she can't resist me. You understand? Go ahead, Dominique.
That's really funny. I don't know. That doesn't go through my head.
I don't think it did, Dominique.
Maybe it's just too early in the morning for me. Right. I don't know. Mike is always putting
that's
me
why
down.
Al's always there.
I know where he likes it and how to best serve him.
Okay.
Well, that's what she said about this.
There you go. Moment of the day.
All right. There great. You go. There you go. That was part of our bigger conversation that men can't be friends with women. That's just the bottom line. You agree with me on that, Jerry?
110%.
Eddie, you agree with me on that?
1,000%.
Al Dukes, you agree with me on that?
Agreed.
There you go.
I don't agree with you on that.